Amen. Take your Bibles this morning to turn to the book of Romans. We're beginning a new series this morning, going to be walking through one of the most powerful books in all of the Bible. It's done much to transform many people's lives, and hopefully that is also what will happen for you as we study through this wonderful, wonderful book here. Romans chapter 1. We're going to just read verse number 1 to start with, but we are going to be going through those first four verses. So would you stand as we read God's word in honor of his word? Paul, a servant of Christ Jesus, called to be an apostle, set apart for the gospel of God. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I pray this morning, as we look at this emphasis for these four verses in the book of Romans, as we begin this new series, Father, of looking at how this wonderful book and how the gospel itself transforms and changes our lives. Father, I pray that you will use this book to bring those, Lord, who are without Christ to faith in Christ. Lord, that you would use it to encourage us as believers. Maybe there are those, Lord, who will find as we go through this book that there are some issues that this book brings out that maybe they struggle with. And Father, I pray that you would help to bring those things into conformity in our lives with your perfect will, making us more and more into the image of Christ. Father, I pray that as we lay the foundation here this week and in the coming weeks, Father, for this wonderful book, use it, Lord, in our lives in a powerful way to strengthen us in our walk with you and to bring those lost to faith in Christ. Bless this passage that we've just read, even in just verse 1 this morning. May we see the application for our lives, and may we make the changes that need to be made. In Jesus' precious name we pray, amen and amen. You can be seated. So I want to begin this morning by sharing, especially with those who may be here today or even watching online, who are weary, who are discouraged, who are maybe wondering whether God still keeps his promises that he's made to us. Maybe you're wondering whether your faith matters, whether Jesus Christ is truly powerful enough to change your circumstances. And it's my prayer that by the time this message is done and by the time this series is done, is that your heart will be anchored again in the gospel, not just as a doctrine, but as a real hope for today. You know, what we're going to learn in this passage today is that the good news changes everything. It changes everything about us. It changes everything around us. It changes the church. It changes the world. You know, you think about that. A single piece of good news, a single announcement can alter the course of life. It can alter even a generation. Think about it. A doctor steps into a waiting room and he comes with the news and tells you the test came back negative. That's good news. A soldier receives a letter from home that simply states the war is over. Or a husband hears a nurse whisper, it's a girl. In that moment, your heart begins to race, tears begin to fall, joy begins to overflow. Why? Because good news brings hope. And that's what Paul is talking about, especially as we begin these first four verses here in Romans chapter 1, verse 1 through verse 4. He's describing here the best news that the world has ever received. The best news is the gospel of God concerning his son, Jesus Christ. But first he begins here in verse 1, beginning his salutation, his opening to the letter of this book, by introducing who he is. And so we want to see first, before we get into the rest of the text here, we want to see the servant who wrote this passage. We want to see that in verse 1. Paul, a servant of Christ Jesus, called to be an apostle, set apart for the gospel of God. Now think about Paul for a minute. Let's remember who he is. Paul had every reason to boast in his accomplishments. He was educated in the best rabbinical schools. He studied under Gamaliel, who was an excellent trainer and teacher. He was educated. He was disciplined. He was influential. But you remember, as he was persecuting the church, remember he was there, as we've said before, when Stephen was stoned to death, he was holding the garments while they stoned him to death. He pursued Christians to either kill them or have them placed in prison for their faith in Jesus Christ. But that day on the road to Damascus, when he was going to fulfill the papers that he had received to go and find other Christians to persecute, he met Jesus on that road to Damascus, and everything changed in Saul's life. That's what he was called at that time, was Saul. When he came to faith in Christ, God changed his name. You know, he says here in this first part, I am Paul, I am a servant. Now, to call himself a servant here is not a title of shame. It was a statement of loyalty. He belonged to Jesus now and nothing else. Everything he was, everything he had, every plan for his future had been surrendered to Jesus Christ because the gospel had changed everything for him. When Jesus Christ truly captures your heart, pride begins to melt away. Understand this, the gospel doesn't just forgive us, it transforms us, and it transforms how we see ourselves. Because we don't live any longer for the applause of men. You don't live any longer for the achievements of this world. You live as a believer to serve the one who saved us. Think about a servant in those days. A servant in those days would wear the mark of his master on his hand. It was a sign of belonging. Paul bore the marks of his service to the Lord also. He had scars as he followed Christ and was faithful to Christ. He faced persecution that he had implemented on others who were believers. He also was in prison, just like he had imprisoned other believers. But he also had peace, and he had purpose, and he had joy. So he had all of those marks of his service. He belonged to Jesus. What we need to ask ourselves this morning is, have we placed our life so completely in God's hands that you can truly say, I belong to Jesus Christ? Can you say that this morning? I belong to Jesus Christ. Notice what Paul does here. He then begins to share, after he gives this description of himself, that he's set apart for the gospel of Christ. Notice here also that he begins now to share about this gospel that has transformed